It was May of 1978, and I was sitting in Mr. McVitie's public speaking class at Kenmore East High School when I sensed the Lord speaking to my heart. I want you to be involved in Christian radio in Buffalo, New York. That's what I heard. I didn't know what it meant long term, but I knew I didn't like public speaking very much. I kind of hoped it meant I would get to manage a contemporary Christian rock station. I was 17 after all, and that seemed like a pretty cool idea at the time. But the Lord had other plans, and less than 2 years later, God opened the door for me to become a part-time board operator for WDCX-FM in, you guessed it, Buffalo, New York. That was more than 45 years ago, and today I know that God uniquely designed me to talk with all kinds of people about the good news of the gospel, and life, and family, and politics, and human struggles, all of them in light of the truth that we find in God's Word. Yeah, it's public speaking, kind of, but radio is way more personal than that. In those raw, real, heartfelt conversations, miracles happen. By God's grace, I've had the incredible, unforeseen privilege of actually leading people to faith in Christ live on the air. Listeners have been prayed for and ministered to, and sometimes even helped by other listeners. It's the body of Christ in action, and I've grown too. I'm different because of the stories that you tell and the testimonies you've shared. The Bible says iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Well, it's true. God actually shows up when we gather in His name, and He changes us to look more like Jesus. Thank you for being willing to join me in that process. Books are great, podcasts are interesting, but real live human interaction with people like you? In my mind, there's nothing better. Our loving God is literally transforming us in real time. Our marriages, our children, and therefore our churches and even our communities. One day, one conversation at a time. There's nothing more important or powerful than talking about Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Christian radio in Buffalo, New York. Thank you, God, for WDCX.